1, 2, 3, 4.
WDCE-FM, broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Rufus Reed. This is the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Rufus. Rufus Reed, one of my very favorite people in the whole world. What a great guy. And welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of excellent jazz. Minor jazz with taste, right here from the University of Richmond. And let me tell you a little bit about Rufus Reed, other than he's been a friend for 20-some years, and I've been following him since I was in my late teens. He has performed and recorded with just a host of jazz giants, from Dexter Gordon, Art Farmer, Stan Getz, Eddie Harris, J.J. Johnson, and the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Orchestra and Lee Konitz, just to name a few. He has really gotten around. He's a marvelous bassist, and he's one of the few bass players that when you hear a bass line being played by Rufus, you know it's Rufus because he has that special sound, just like Ray Brown. You can pretty much tell when it's Ray Brown playing, too. But I really do love Rufus's playing. He's one of my top three great bassists of all times. He was the director of jazz at the prestigious William Patterson University for a number of years, and has received way too many awards to be listed here, but he has recently been named the 2016 Harvard University Jazz Master in Residence. How cool is that? Rufus, you are something else, bud. You and Lady Doris, I tell you what, I love both of you so much. Hope to see you again real soon, too. Let's listen to some Rufus. This is from an album entitled Rufus Reed and Out Front, Hues of a Different Blue. And this is a tune he wrote called When She Smiles Upon My Face, the great Rufus Reed.
Thank you.
That was Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone with the Jeff Hamilton Trio from an album entitled This Happy Madness. And that featured, of course, Corey on tenor, Jeff on drums, and Tamir Hindemann, pianist, Christoph Ludi on acoustic bass. And the tune we just heard was Max, and that was written by drummer Jeff Hamilton. One of the best drummers out there today. Before that, we heard open the show with the great Rufus Reed from a tune that he wrote called When She Smiles Upon Your Face. And that featured Rufus on bass, Steve Ali, the pianist. Duduka da Fonseca on drums, Tonito Horta on guitar, Bobby Watson, tenor sax, Freddie Hendricks on trumpet, and J.D. Allen on tenor saxophone. Well, if you've just tuned in, tonight's show is entitled The Aspects of Swing, because we're going to swing a lot of great stuff for you tonight. And let me tell you about a great jazz concert that's going to take place here on April the 19th at the Singleton Center. That's down at 922 Park Avenue in the VCU complex. Great place to hear music, by the way. Legendary trombonist Bob McChesney is going to be here as the artist in residence at VCU. And he will be performing with the VCU Jazz Orchestra. On April the 19th, the concert's at 8 o'clock. If you know where Harrison and Park is, you can usually find a place to park in that area down there. And it's right there, half a block off of Harrison, on Park. So that's April the 19th at 8 o'clock, Bob McChesney and the VCU Jazz Orchestra. And this is the latest album that Mr. McChesney did. And I've played some of this before. This is a tune entitled In Your Own Sweet Way, written by the great Dave Brubeck. Bob McChesney. Thank you.
Visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sat in sullen gray faces with distinguished traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seems so sure. Now life is awful. Again, a truffle of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris could ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. special life in some small dive. And there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those who
I'm Edgar Meyer, the one person that I credit more than any other with helping me realize my own ambitions is my father, who was a high school music teacher. Over the past 20 years of my own performing in public, I cannot count the number of people from my hometown, Oak Ridge, who have come up to me just because they wanted to let me know the impact that my father had on their life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Edgar Meyer, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond, where they have a great music program, by the way. And my listeners, I wondered if any of you have any idea who that vocalist was. We just played Lush Life. It's probably nobody you would think could sound that good because she usually does such wild and crazy things. That was the one and only Lady Gaga. That's right, Lady Gaga doing Lush Life. And she did that on an album that she did a lot of duos with Tony Bennett. The album is titled Cheek to Cheek. And that's a nice arrangement. And she has a great voice, obviously a trained vocalist. So, if you've just tuned in, this is a Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and I'm swinging some great music for you tonight. I love the early recordings by John Coltrane, and this is one of them. This is the John Coltrane Quartet with I Hear a Rhapsody.
Thank you. Thank you.
two great guitarists, Herb Ellis and Freddie Green, from an album they did together called Rhythm Willie. And that featured a nice trio backing them as well, Ray Brown on bass, Jake Hanna, the drummer, and Ross Tompkins on piano. And that was a great tune, a smooth one. Thought you might like that. Well, occasionally I like to play a couple of recordings that are very different, but yet are the same composition. And I want to do that tonight. This is one of my favorite tunes, written by Benny Golson, Whisper Not. And I'm going to play first the a vocal version by young Rachel Price from her album Dedicated to You. And I'm going to follow that with the original recording by the great Benny Golson and Art Farmer. So first, here is Miss Rachel Price, and followed by Benny Golson, Whisper Not.
Sing low, sing clear, sweet words in my ear, not a whisper of despair, but love's own prayer. Sing on until you bring back the thrill of a sentimental tune that died too soon. Our harmony was lost, but you forgave. I forgot, whisper not of quarrels past. You know we've had our last, so now did we listen when they said it wouldn't last? Gossiping voices made us break up, but you know we still can make up. If we forget, I'm on and answer Cupid's call. It's the truth. Whispers of trouble are an echo of the past. All it'll take to lose my gloom is just a whisper, not of rumors, but of your love for me. That's how it's got to be. Our harmony was lost, but you forgave. I forgot. Whisper not of quarrels past. You know we've had our last, so now we'll be on key constantly. Love will whisper on eternity. Love will whisper.
Hello, this is Reba McEntire. Music and children. Have you ever wondered why young people take to music like fish to water? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream great dreams about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms today are like deep wells of creative energy just waiting to be explored by young minds. Don't let it go to waste.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thank you, Reba, for that timely message. Music education is so important in our schools, and it's taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Great music program here. Well, we just heard two, I think, interesting recordings. The last was by the Benny Golson and his sextet with Art Farmer, and a tune that Benny wrote called Whisper Not. Before that, we heard Rachel Price, young rising star, doing very well with another group that she has now, more of a top 40 kind of band. But she did a whole album of standards, which I like very much. And the bassist on that album with her was Jim Ferguson, by the way, for those of you bass players that are listening. And he's a marvelous player. You can hear the Red Mitchell influence that he had because he studied with Red. Well, let's see. We'll finish out this first set with one of my very, very favorite big bands, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. This is a title track from the Capri record label entitled Heart and Soul. John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton, co-leaders. What a great band. Here we go.